I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. Lost Leonardo. This is a documentary of the mystery surrounding the Salvatore Mundi, the savior of the world. Allegedly the first painting by Leonardo da Vinci to be discovered for more than a century. I was thinking of Da Vinci Code for some reason, Brent, when I read the description of this.
Well, the conspiracies and mysteries surrounding this painting are equivalent to that film.
Now, you've got people on both sides of the aisle, some saying that it's authentic, some saying it's not. And apparently it was bought at an auction house cheap in New Orleans, and people discovered that underneath it, allegedly, was this new Da Vinci.
For $1,175. And it is sketchy, like you said, auction house in New Orleans. And they sent it to a restorer named Diane Modestini. This is where it kind of gets intriguing for me as an academic. The pressure on her to authenticate it. I mean, it means hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, lo and behold, she claims that it's, you know, authentic based on some interesting stuff about what was underneath the layers of the paint and also the mouth. Apparently, the painting's mouth is identical to Mona Lisa. In fact, the painting is actually called the male Mona Lisa in the popular press.
Dates to like 1510 if it's real, but it sold for over $400 million. So yeah. There's a lot of pressure on both sides of this.
The movie does a really good job of getting into the blurring of the art world and the hedge fund world and some really interesting players. I'm not going to spoil some of who ends up buying the painting, but those of you who watch the news will know the buyer is a fairly notorious figure.
And when you start talking about buying paintings in the millions of dollars and hundreds of millions, the money and politics apparently gets involved with this Salvatore Mundi.
Yeah, and the movie does a great job of tracing it all. It has really, really great interviews with all of the primary players, and it also has a really great sense of humor. I mean, it's such a ridiculous story, and a lot of the interviewees seem to go along with that kind of tone.